The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we begin with this quick one from Good Housekeeping. It's a Good Housekeeping Seal Star of the Month, Curel's Dry Skin Saver. Get soothing relief in seconds, just in time to relieve the havoc winter can wreak on skin with this powerful super hydrator that aced lab evaluations. Why it earned the Good Housekeeping Seal? Curel's Dry Skin Therapy HydraSilk Moisturizer wowed our beauty lab experts with its non-greasy formula, 24-hour moisturization, unbeatable value, and more. First, impressive hydration. This formulation offers the best of both worlds, instant and long-lasting dryness relief. Testers said it left skin feeling four times as moisturized right away and kept it hydrated for 24 hours. Fast-absorbing formula. Good Housekeeping chemists were impressed at how quickly the lightly, silky, lightweight moisturizer was absorbed into skin compared to other products that left skin feeling greasy. The upshot? You can apply and go. 3. Lightly scented, good for people who don't like strong scents. This lotion has orange peel oil, not added fragrance, in its formula for subtle citrus notes. Our pros note that the smell is refreshing, but doesn't linger. And last, proven results. Consumers gave this product and its performance top marks. In one clinical study, over 94% of testers reported that the formula soothed their skin and left it feeling healthier and looking more radiant. And that was Curel Dry Skin Therapy HydraSilk Moisturizer. From Good Housekeeping, mess-busting party cleanup. Keep your cool next time you entertain with these must-know tips from our cleaning lab experts. Pick up broken glass with sliced bread. Hear a glass shatter in the other room mid-party? Don't panic. Sweep up what you can, then gently press a slice of bread onto the floor to grab teeny tiny shards your vacuum or broom might miss. Polish silver in seconds. Shine silver fast with Good Housekeeping Seal Star Weiman W-E-I-M-A-N brand silver wipes, $7. Pre-moistened and ready to go, the wipes are neat and easy to use, and they dissolve tarnish fast. In a time crunch, spruce up just the pieces you know you'll need. And to remove price stickers like magic, tackle annoying price tags on frames, mirrors, and knickknacks. Spray each sticker with laundry pre-wash spray. Rub a little to dissolve the glue, then scrape it off with your fingernail or an old credit card. No residue. From Family Circle, this is the Family Health Checklist Adult Edition, Hangovers. Did you know that some people may experience a hangover from just one drink? Symptoms of a hangover. Hangovers might seem simple. After one too many glasses of Pinot, you wake up with a massive headache. But alcohol's effects can be complex. It can cause dehydration, inflammation, stomach irritation, and a dip in your blood sugar. There's no exact equation, but typically, the more you drink, the more likely you are to experience fatigue, thirst, headaches, and soreness, nausea and vomiting, dizziness or rapid heartbeat, or just some really hellish mixed bag of many of them. Salt, water, carbs. Sadly, you'll have to get out of bed, but the best first hangover treatment is a big old glass of water. And eat something salty for breakfast, says Baruch Fertel, MD, emergency medicine doctor at Cleveland Clinic. Salt helps you retain fluids. The carbs in a slice of toast can help regulate your blood sugar, too, he says. Will you be hungover? The more you drink, the more your body gets used to it. Flash back to your 20-something self and your Olympic-level beer pounding, and the less likely you are to be hungover. Other variables include how fast you drink. Drink slowly as opposed to bam, bam, slam, Fertel says. What you eat and drink. Eat carbs and sip on water while you drink. Genetics are also a factor, and your size. Surely you're familiar with the term lightweight. Drink what you like, but drink in moderation, Fertel says. Alcohol has been around since Noah and brings people's spirits up. Just don't overdo it. 2 days is the average. Employees take 2 sick days per year to nurse their hangovers, according to a recent survey. These are all subheadings here under hangovers. Stock your medicine cabinet. Not to be a buzzkill, but there's no true quick fix. Despite the snake oils you've seen, there's really no cure for a hangover besides time, Fertile says. While you're waiting, treat the symptoms. So besides your glass of water, try ibuprofen or Motrin. If your head won't stop pounding, it's fine to take an over-the-counter pain med. But avoid acetaminophen. It's metabolized in your liver, which is already working overtime from the alcohol. Anti-nausea medicine. If your stomach's churning, Pepto-Bismol or Tums will help settle it, Fertile says. Hydration tablets. When you just can't take another sip of plain water and your son has guzzled the last of the Gatorade, you'll be glad you've got a secret Gatorade Thirst Quencher powder pouch or Noon hydration tablets. Either will give you a burst of electrolytes and minerals. And the not-so-clear conclusion? You've probably heard that when compared to light liquors such as vodka and gin, darker ones like bourbon, whiskey, or brandy are more apt to cause hangovers. Some studies back that up, but anecdotally, it seems to vary from person to person. From Martha Stewart Living, clean up nicely. Seasonal spills don't have to bring a celebration to a screeching halt. If you act quickly, you can lift common holiday stains from washable clothes. Send anything else to the dry cleaner after dabbing off excess. Keep a spray bottle handy, filled with a solution of 1 tablespoon liquid dish soap and 9.5 ounces water. When an accident strikes, wield it as described below, then launder as usual. So we do it by culprit. The culprit, red wine. First move, douse it in the soap solution. Blot with a white cotton cloth and flush with hot water. Repeat with a bit of white vinegar. For your next step, slide a bowl under the fabric and secure it with a rubber band. Coat the spot in salt, then pour boiling water directly over it from several inches above. The culprit, gravy. Lift off as much as possible with a dull knife. Then spray with the solution and soak the piece in warm water for a few minutes. Your next step, dab on white vinegar to lighten the spot. Then break up grease with an enzyme-based spray treatment, such as Zout Triple Action Enzyme Formula. For the culprit, chocolate, your first move, with a dull knife, scrape off what you can without spreading it. Spritz liberally with that solution you made. The next steps, enlist an enzyme-based product like Zout to remove any residue from the fats in the sweet. Coffee. Your first move, squeeze lemon juice or white vinegar on the area. Follow with a color-safe bleach-based pre-treatment spray. For your next steps, spray on your trusty soap solution to clear discoloration left over from milk or sugar. For lipstick, cover the mark in isopropyl or rubbing alcohol, dabbing with a clean cloth, not rubbing, to gently lift the color. Then spritz with soap solution, which we made. If the stain persists, try an enzyme-based product to break down the makeup's oils. And another from Martha Stewart Living. Our artificial tree has seen better days. Can we recycle it? Answer, that depends on what it's made of and where you live. Many faux trees contain polyvinyl chloride, or PVC, a rigid plastic that some recycling systems can't process. However, if your municipality accepts all rigid plastics, you can likely recycle part of it. For example, New York City residents can put out the base and trunk of most versions with their metals, glasses, and cartons, provided they first remove the branches and any lights or tinsel, says Belinda Major, a spokesperson for the New York City Department of Sanitation. But before tossing, Major adds, consider giving your evergreen a new life by donating it. Thrift stores, hospitals, libraries, and schools in your area are great places to start. Next from Family Circle, how to make space for the new loot. You could use some holiday magic to pull off the feat of finding room in your already bulging and overloaded closets for all those new gifts. Yul Brezer recommends this organizing challenge. Set a timer for 20 minutes. Grab a bag and fill it with things you no longer use. If you're having fun when the timer dings, and you truly might be, keep going. Otherwise, put the bag in the garage until you can donate it. If you know that you or your kids will be getting lots of clothes for the holidays, focus on drawers and closets. Letting things go to someone who can really use them is in the spirit of the season. And as she sees it, so is rapid regifting. It really is okay to donate a new gift that you or your kids won't use. You still love the giver and their kindness, but there's no reason to make room for it, she says. Think of how thrilled someone less fortunate will be to get a brand new sweater or pair of slippers. And some other things. How to handle the, there are three items, fake tree. If your artificial Douglas fir, the one that's supposed to be more convenient, is harder to get back in its box than a Casper mattress, consider dropping about $35 for a flexible storage tote. It's easier to jam full if need be and has handles to carry it up the rickety attic stairs. How to handle your holiday cards. You can throw away Christmas cards that have photos of kids on them. It's not bad juju, we promise. If you're attached to your own family's cards, keep them all in a binder organized by year, so you can flip through and relive all the times your kids moaned for making them smile during the braces years. And the unused decor? Every time you donate a holiday decoration, an angel gets its wings. Yul Brezer recommends setting up an empty bin marked donate for parting ways with things you really don't need at both the beginning and end of the holiday season. Your guiding rule? Anything that doesn't make it out of the attic this year gets donated to someplace where resources are stretched thin. From Martha Stewart's hostess helper, Fizzy Finales. Toasting happy endings and new beginnings is what New Year's Eve gatherings are all about. This drink meets dessert idea captures that sentiment, and to say it's a cinch is an understatement. Pour dry, sparkling white wine, such as Prosecco Brut, over a scoop of fruity sorbet. We use Talenti Roman raspberry, but Ciao Bella Sicilian blood orange and lemon are delicious too. As it melts, it will make your glass, your night, and possibly your whole next year just a little sweeter. From Real Simple, make these four money moves before 2019 ends. Set yourself up for a wealthier new year by following these time-sensitive tips from financial experts. First, fully fund your retirement account. Put as much as you can into a traditional 401k or IRA before the end of the year. A higher contribution can lower your taxable income, so you could pay less taxes in April, says certified financial planner Misty Lynch, head of planning at John Hancock in Boston. If your company offers it, take advantage of employer matching, essentially free money for retirement. Aim to hit your contribution limit as soon as possible. Waiting means losing time in the market for your investment to grow, says Manisha Thaker, Vice President of Financial Well-being at Brighton Jones, a wealth management and financial planning firm. This year, you can squirrel away up to $19,000 in a 401k and $6,000 in an IRA, traditional or Roth. People ages 50 and over can put in an additional $1,000 in an IRA. Need to catch up? If you received an annual bonus or other financial windfall, deposit all or most of it straight into your retirement account. Do a security check. Fraud attempts rise by over 23% at year's end due to holiday spending. Delete credit card and other personal info saved in your browser, says Lynn Tran, Chief Product Officer at Figleaf, a consumer privacy company. Go into your browser's preferences to delete data and turn off autofill. See if your bank has a virtual credit card program. Instead of plugging in your card numbers during checkout, you receive a randomly generated one-time use sequence. And before ordering something, always confirm that the checkout page has a secure connection. The URL should include HTTPS, as in Sam, and a padlock or key symbol should appear on the far left of the address bar. 3. Consider charitable giving. December's a good time to be generous. If you itemize deductions, giving gifts to qualified charities before December 31st can reduce your tax bill. Use the tax-exempt organization search tool on irs.gov to check whether a charity qualifies for tax-deductible donations, says ThayCorp. Gifts of $250 or more require a dated receipt that includes the gift amount and a description. Donations under $250 don't require detailed records, but ThayCorp suggests keeping them anyway in case you're audited. The maximum amount you can deduct for charitable donations depends on your financial situation. Ask an accountant how much you should give and how often. Next year, consider making automatic monthly donations to your favorite causes. These gifts help nonprofits manage budgets and figure out what they can spend each month. And I might mention that North Carolina Reading Service does qualify as a tax-deductible gift. And last, take advantage of cheaper health care. By December, you've probably met your health insurance deductible, so it's the perfect time to receive routine care and elective procedures that may cost more once January arrives. Get up to date on your immunizations. Book a skin check with your dermatologist, or finally, schedule that colonoscopy. A ZocDoc survey found that November and December are typically slower months for many practices, meaning appointments might be easier to come by. From Real Simple, 5 ways to stay ready for last-minute guests. 'Tis the season for surprise visits. Make everyone feel welcome no matter how little time you've had to prep with these sweet ideas. First, set it and forget it. Having a straightforward process you don't have to think about can help you avoid getting caught off guard. Start by giving your home a thorough seasonal clean. Then for quick tidy-ups, reserve room in a closet for a mad stash of out-of-place items. Also, identify a go-to outfit you'll keep at the ready to jump into before the doorbell rings. Bottom line, a little stress-free prep means you can relax and have a good time anytime. Your guests will do the same. 2, remember the ambiance and the wine. I'm in the interiors world, and setting the mood is my entertainment space, with good lighting is essential. It would be a disaster for me if the light bulb in the feature pendant over my dining table went out as I turned it on that night. I always have spare light bulbs. Ambiance aside, I'm going to state the obvious. The number one supply to not be caught without is wine. You're forgiven for not being able to feed me sufficiently, or for making me sleep on your sofa, as long as you have wine. 3, stay flexible. A friend once asked if she could bring someone along to dinner, and I said no. I still regret it. True hospitality involves freeing yourself and others from expectations of how things should be. It means remaining open and flexible. Guests who arrive early or late, who don't show up, who appear unannounced with a stranger, who are temporarily picky, moody, or unruly, they are the true tests of a host. My friend never came to that dinner either. Perhaps the moments that can most reveal or disappoint, uplift or satisfy us, are the ones we can't fully plan. 4, focus on connection. Be intentional in your hosting, even if your guests show up at the last minute. Focus on establishing a meaningful connection with them. Ask them thoughtful questions. If it's Friday night, what was the highlight of their week? If it's a holiday party, what is bringing light into their world right now? This will help keep the conversation flowing, and it might even buy you a few extra minutes of preparation. People might not remember the amazing cheese board or whether the bathroom mirror was dirty, but they'll remember a genuine connection. And last, keep the essentials stocked. I've found that the key to freak-out-free get-togethers is having the basics on hand. I hoard fun holiday-themed paper cocktail napkins, plastic cups, and stirrers bought at the after-Christmas clearance, and store them in my pantry along with mixers like club soda, tonic, and ginger ale, as well as low-sugar cranberry juice, lemons, and limes. I light my favorite spruce-scented candle, turn down the lights, it hides the messes, and turn up my Motown holiday CDs for a very merry everything. And from Family Circle, overnight maple bacon French toast for your Christmas morning or any morning. This serves 6, prep times 25 minutes, refrigerate overnight, and then bake for 35. Here's what you need. 12 slices cinnamon swirl or white sandwich bread, 5 large eggs, 1.5 cups half and half, 3/4 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup packed light brown sugar, 1/4 cup maple syrup, 1/2 cup chopped pecans, and 1 pound of thick-cut bacon, cooked. Spray a 13x9-inch baking dish with cooking spray. Lay 6 slices of bread across the bottom of the pan, then top with the remaining 6 slices. In a medium bowl, whisk next 5 ingredients, which would be your eggs, half and half, vanilla, cinnamon, and salt. Pour mixture over bread, cover the dish, and refrigerate overnight. Heat oven to 350. Stir together sugar and syrup. Fold in the pecans and the bacon, allowing the bacon to break up naturally into large pieces. Top bread pan in the pan evenly with the bacon mixture. Bake until browned and bubbly, 30 to 35 minutes. Cool for 5 minutes before serving. From Martha Stewart Living, sugared pecans, or pecans, depending on where you're from. Here's what you need. 48 pecan halves, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1 tablespoon whisked egg white from 1 large egg. This takes 5 minutes prep time, 20 minutes total plus cooling, and it makes a cup. Preheat your oven to 350. In a small bowl, combine all ingredients. Spread into an even layer on a rimmed baking sheet. Bake, stirring once until golden brown and crunchy, about 15 minutes. Separate clumped nuts with a fork. Let cool completely. Pecans can be stored in an airtight container at room temperature for up to a week, or put in a pretty jar and given as a gift. Just saying. From Woman's Day, cranberry shortbread. Active time is 20 minutes, total 1 hour and 20. It makes about 28 cookies at a cost per cookie of 8 cents. Here's what we need. 1/3 cup of sugar, 1/4 teaspoon chopped fresh rosemary, 1/3 cup frozen cranberries, or about 1.5 ounce, 3/4 cup unsalted butter, or 1.5 sticks, at room temperature, 1/2 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon finely grated orange zest, 1.5 cups all-purpose flour, and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Line 2 baking sheets with parchment paper. In a food processor, pulse sugar and rosemary until very finely chopped. Transfer to the bowl of an electric mixer. Wipe out the processor, then add frozen cranberries and pulse to break up into pea-sized pieces. Add butter to the rosemary sugar and beat on medium until very well combined. Beat in vanilla and zest. Reduce the mixer speed to low and gradually add flour and salt, mixing until just incorporated. Add the chopped cranberries and mix to combine. The dough should look streaky with bits of cranberries. On a piece of plastic wrap, form the dough into a 7.5 by 2¾ by 1 inch thick rectangle. Freeze or refrigerate until firm, about 45 minutes in the freezer or 2 hours in the fridge. Heat your oven to 325. Slice cookies in 1/4 inch thick slices and arrange them on prepared baking sheets, 2 inches apart. Bake, rotating pans once until edges are light golden brown, 15 to 18 minutes. Let cool. And from Woman's Day, eggnog pudding. Active time's only 10 minutes, total 35 minutes. This makes 8 servings at a cost per serving of 44 cents. We need 6 large egg yolks, 1/3 cup granulated sugar, 1 tablespoon spiced rum, 1/4 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, a pinch of ground cloves, 1.5 cups heavy cream, 1/2 cup whole milk, whipped cream, and ground cinnamon or nutmeg for serving. Heat oven to 300. In a large bowl, whisk together egg yolks, sugar, rum, nutmeg, salt, and cloves. Whisk constantly. Gradually add the cream and the milk to yolk mixture. Divide the mixture among 8 4-ounce oven-safe glass canning jars. Place on a rimmed baking sheet, cover with the tops of the jars but don't screw them on, and bake until the edges are set but custard is still jiggly in the center, 22 to 24 minutes. Transfer jars to a wire rack and let cool completely, then refrigerate until chilled at least 2.5 hours and for up to 2 days. To serve, dollop with whipped cream and sprinkle with cinnamon or nutmeg if desired. Then we have, from Better Homes and Gardens, PB&M fudge, and that's peanut butter and marshmallows. Hands-on time, 20 minutes. Total time, 2 hours, 20 minutes. We need 1 pound of white baking chocolate, chopped, 3/4 cup creamy peanut butter, 1 14-ounce can sweetened condensed milk, 1 tablespoon vanilla, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 3 cups tiny marshmallows, 2 cups salted roasted peanuts chopped, sea salt flakes, and turbinado sugar. Grease a 9x9-inch baking pan. Line with parchment paper, allowing the edges to extend over the pan. Grease the paper. Place chocolate and peanut butter in a large heat-proof bowl. Set bowl over a pan of simmering water. Water should not touch the bottom of the bowl. Stir occasionally until melted and smooth. Stir in sweetened condensed milk, vanilla, and kosher salt until combined. Remove from heat. Stir in marshmallows and peanuts. Transfer to prepared pan. Cover with plastic wrap. Flatten mixture evenly. Remove plastic wrap. Sprinkle with sea salt and sugar. Chill, covered, 2 hours or until firm. Cut into 1-inch pieces. Store in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to a month, or freeze for up to 2 months. It makes approximately 81 pieces. From Woman's Day, there are 2 ways of spreading light, to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it. And that's a quote from Edith Wharton, author, long gone author. From Real Simple, when you're about to step into a situation where you'll feel anxious, like giving a presentation at work or having a tough conversation with your partner, you can literally shake off some of that negative energy. Try this technique, which you can even do in public. Bring your palms together and rub them vigorously for 2 or 3 deep breaths. Connect the 2 sides of your body can make you feel more balanced. Next, shake your hands as if you just washed them and don't have a towel to dry them with. This simple practice is yoga's best-kept secret to recalibrate the mind-body connection and instantly feel more grounded. And that was from JessicaLynnRose.com. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. So long till next time. If you have comments or questions, please give us a call.